Welcome to Prague Will Find a Way, your friendly neighborhood podcast. I'm Jonathan Block.
And I'm Jay Valade.
We got a special episode for you today. We're here in Fairfield, Connecticut, in front of the warehouse, and we had a chance to sit down with who, Jay?
John Davison from Yes. He's touring today with John Lodge from the Moody Blues, performing Days of Future Past in its entirety, and some other old chestnuts from the Moody's. But John was really nice, and he sat down with us for a couple minutes before the show. All right, welcome to Prague Will Find a Way, your friendly neighborhood podcast, all about progressive rock. Today we have the wonderful opportunity to speak with John Davison from Yes and touring currently with John Lodge from the Moody Blues. I'm Jay Valade.
I'm Jonathan Block.
And I'm John Davison.
John, right now you're touring with John Lodge.
Yeah.
How did that all happen?
Well, I think it was the 2019 cruise to the Edge.
Okay.
And we'd been doing that cruise for about 6 years hence. And then John was on the cruise. And to be honest with you, I met his lovely, you just saw her, my now wife, Emily Lodge, now Emily Davison, proud to say.
Cool.
Immortalized.
Yes. Yeah. So we met. And then, of course, I met her family. They're a very close-knit family. So we all had dinner together and spent some time on the boat. And he came and actually watched a Yes show. So I was like, oh, my God, John Lodge is in the audience. Checking me out. You know, the whole family was sort of, you know, trying to figure out, who is this guy? And it was good. We all hit it off as people. And then, of course, I went to England and spent some time with the family. And before you know it, I was just sort of tagging along on tour, and then he said, why don't you come on stage and sing the encore, Ride My Seesaw, and I thought, fantastic. But we actually had, between the cruise and the tour he did where I was invited to sing, we then had the Royal Affair tour in 2019.
Right.
Yeah.
And so he did a full set opening for Yes with the other bands, and so I did Ride My Seesaw then, and we traveled together, you know, and that was the real test, I think. You know, can you really get along as people in the hardship of exhausting touring and,
yes,
you know, when everything isn't always so rosy. So, yeah, we did great, and we started working together, writing music, and he has an EP coming out very soon, and I've been privileged to, he invited me to, you know, add a little bit creatively to
Wonderful.
It, and so that's a real honor.
That's cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Wow. And now I'm doing actually 4 songs within the set.
Oh, wow.
So I'm officially part of the band.
Nice.
And it's actually been 6 years now. I can't believe it. This is the 6th year.
Yeah.
Of course, COVID was in the middle. But
yeah,
I saw you here last time, and you did Nights and White Satin, I think.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So, yeah. And then we've added Tuesday Afternoon and now The Voice.
Oh, oh, cool.
So I don't know if I'm supposed to say all this now.
Is you can, sure.
Okay.
This isn't live.
Okay.
It'll show up. But yeah. That's awesome. Well, I'm sure people can find that out on setlist.com and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But so Moody Blues, and then you're Yes. So, I mean, who's next?
All right. Genesis.
Resurrection Genesis. Are you, you know, you're pretty prolific, even, you know, playing with other people, yourself as well. I actually saw you playing with Sky Cries Mary, probably, and it's in hindsight. I didn't know at the time. But afterwards, when you had joined Yes and then was doing research, I was like, wait, I saw them. It was like 2007, 2006, 2007. It would have been Seattle or Portland.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's, I can't remember.
At that point, we had had a reunion.
Yep.
And so we had only played mostly Seattle and sometimes in Portland. So
right.
It would have been one of those cities.
But it was, you know, and to kind of, we were talking about this at dinner because psychedelic, but also Prague. So we kind of think it's what you're trying to do with the music. Are you trying to, even for yourself, just push what you do forward?
Yeah. Sky Cries Mary was a bit more like Hawkwind in that progressive way.
Where right.
A little bit open and jammy and improv-like. And then longer songs, but again, less detailed focused and structured in a way. So that was a lot of fun.
Are you planning a solo project ever?
You know, I always
think I know you have an outlet. You have a lot of outlets
so
now.
Busy. Like, I you know, I'm always working with people, which I
You
I
are. I mean, you're every time I look, it's like, oh, yeah. John Davison's on that, too.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be in the area in like a month. A few weeks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going to go see you with Deep Purple.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
So what's that going to be like?
I know.
For you guys? I mean, is it short set or
it's
I don't know what.
It's a short set cuz I mean technically it's a double bill, but
right.
We are opening.
Yeah.
So we'll be a little bit it'll be a tighter set, very energized.
Okay.
And
so no big long epics most likely.
Just one.
No.
Yeah, it's always just one. We'll at least squeeze in just one.
So we got three songs going.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's your prog journey? What was your beginning
Probably
moment?
Like getting into Rush first.
Okay.
And that was somehow, because I was a teenager, and that was somehow more accessible to my teenage mind, I think, because it didn't have as much of the classical side. And it does, ultimately, because all progressive rock does. It's built on that with that same intelligence. But it was just more like rock and relatable to a teenage mind. And then I got more into their influences and bought Fragile, and I was sort of like... It's very classical and jazzy, and it, you know, it didn't have so much the distorted guitar like Rush. So there was a learning curve to it, but I immediately took to it. And then, of course, Geddy Lee also mentioned in a Bass Player magazine interview I read how they loved like Supper's Ready and the odd time signature, 9/8, I think it is. I got to get that, I thought. So I got into that. And that was really it from
there.
So
what was your Rush album that you was your gateway?
The gateway was Exit Stage Left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because a friend of mine, his older brother had it. So that was usually the gateway into new stuff.
I was Permanent Waves. That was
excellent album. Excellent.
So then we get Rush, then we get the Genesis stuff, and then you... How'd your musical journey actually start then? I'm way into music and I'm just going to start singing and playing bass?
Yeah, I had already been taking guitar lessons for years, but my exposure to my local classmates, you know, in the fifth grade, sort of being 10 years old, was at the time, very unique to our time, was like bands like the English Beat.
Oh, yeah.
And then U2, you know, I love the Edge, that guitar playing. I thought that is so cool. So I was more of that kind of style guitar player. Not at all into progressive. And then again, like whole new world Rush. And then that led to everything else.
Okay. But,
so I look, you would think I've never held a mic before. I'm these guys are too nice. I'm too relaxed here.
What's amazing was soft world. Yeah. Over here. It's okay.
Sorry. I'm just holding it out here, hoping it's picking me up. I have no idea.
The better applications of AI.
Yeah.
It's for this. Medicine.
Check one, two, one, two.
Yeah. So I got into bass because I wasn't quite that affluent as a guitar player to like take on the progressive stuff that my drummer buddy Taylor Hawkins and I were getting into.
Which is a whole other story. We only have 10 minutes.
Yeah.
we have 5 more.
So, we knew an older guitar player was really good and versatile. I played bass. We were terrible, but we had so much fun doing it. I wasn't really much of a singer. I could sing backgrounds, and I knew I had a high voice. And it's interesting because there was a real lull after Sky Chorus Mary broke up before we did the reunion thing. And I was just like, I've got to play music. I can't find an original band. What do I do? You know, oh my God, look at this. How fun. I'm going through all the ads, the online ads, thinking I've got to find a band. And I lived near LA at the time. You'd think I would have found something. And I couldn't. And I saw this Yes tribute band. And I thought, you know what? I just love to play music. And I'll do this as a hobby. At least I'll keep my chops up. I'll do something. Well, they need a singer. Oh God. Why don't they need a bass player?
Yes.
But no, I sort of took it on, and I was it was rough at first, but everyone said, you know, you sort of got the voice and, you know, go for it. A lot of encouragement. We started playing bigger gigs and it was a thing. And then we did a video on YouTube sort of promoting the band. And a band out of Tennessee, an excellent progressive rock band by the name of Glass Hammer.
Oh, sure.
Heard that, saw that online. And then they were like, hey, would you like to, you know, consider doing some original music with us? Great. So there I was. And we did an album called If in 2010. And then did two more consecutive albums. And at that point, then needed a new vocalist and discovered me online doing the Glass Hammer material, knowing it was original music. Great. They thought he can write as well. And then I got a call and they're like, well, listen, we're going in 6 weeks to, you know, Australia, New Zealand, Indonesia, Japan, and we want you to sing for us. Wow. Well, when's the audition? I say, there isn't going to be one.
We saw you online.
It's the best. Yeah.
We got we already heard you. We know what you can do.
Was the audition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the rest
that's better.
Is,
that's better than the Alan White story that he had like 5 days.
Oh, right.
You had 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And you have nothing to hide behind.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Right.
Well, that's so cool. So then you get to this point with Moody Blues Anya. So how is that kind of working? Are you just like shuffling in between one and the other, and then you do your Arc of Life?
Yeah,
and you test on people's records. And Billy Sherwood does another big giant record with a tribute record to all these bands.
That right,
you jump on. And,
you know, for some reason or another, I just missed the Moody Blues train. It wasn't in my orbit. I wasn't exposed to it. I knew of the hits and I knew some basic things, but I hadn't dived into the albums.
Okay, so now that you have.
And then once I it was probably better I wasn't a super fan like I am now when I met the Lodges, because there would have been a problem.
Right,
I was just like, well, I obviously I respect you, but I don't know much about your music. But then I got into it. I started going through all those old albums and genuinely a fan. Like, I totally resonate with that music. I get it 100%, and that's amazing now.
So now that you've had, I mean, obviously, you've delved back and you know it all. What's your favorite?
Oh, my God, the core seven albums?
Yeah.
I just rotate.
Okay.
They're on constant rotation. And sometimes I think, oh, I like Question of Balance. That's my mood. That must be my favorite. But then, no, a couple weeks later, I'm on to, you know, whatever. So it's that kind of music for me. I just love it. And I love that they all wrote music. You know, it was all about each one together in this collective.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
And it is. And they continued that. And that was what I didn't get into the Moody's until 81. Right. So
Lawrence
Voyager comes out and I got that. And then I first got This Is the Moody Blues just so that I could get my primer.
Oh,
and stuff.
That's still an amazing collection.
It is. It's like four albums, right? Or something.
Yeah. The way that they just crossfaded it was so mind blowing at the time.
Yeah. But I agree.
But like you said, the five personalities it's so evident on Long Distance Voyager to me, because that was the first time I had heard them, and I'm like, it's like five different
John Lodge, right? Besides, right, and then you start listing them,
and there's a lot.
It's a lot, and you know, okay, the three big songs, everybody, but the other ones are just amazing music.
Yeah.
Before we let you go, Arc of Life, are you guys going to be? Is there any future plans?
Well, the thing is, once
you could come, now, right?
Yeah, that's it. Now that Jay Schellen became once Jay became an official member, it was sort of like, well,
what's the point?
Yeah. But I would.
It does have these kind of yes.
It does.
And, you know,
yeah.
I am a big fan of your contributions to the new Yes albums. I hope we get a new.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, the last one was amazing. Sounds amazing.
Oh, thank you.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, good. Thank you. Yeah, we're working on one right now. I don't see Steve stopping. I think there were.
I just saw Steve has a new solo album coming out.
Yeah.
With Dylan, next week.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, it's
he just lives music. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. I think there was a period where he felt there was some political strife and it was too much effort to sort of make an album because there was all this other baggage with it. And then we decided, let's commit. And he said, as long as I can produce, let's do this. So we took it all on. And then the quest happened. He loved it. You know, the next one, and he's like, let's keep going. Let's make a third. He's on this roll now because he feels comfortable.
Yeah.
He feels comfortable in a creative space. And that's good. But I did want to go back to the Arc of Life thing. In all fairness, I would like to work with Dave Kirshner and Jimmy Hahn in some other capacity. I'm sorry that they got sort of like squeezed out, but you know,
so another another
Dave seems like a busy guy too.
That's good. Exactly. That's excellent. Yeah.
Another solo project.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. Well, we've taken more than 10 minutes of
your time. Oh, thanks, guys.
Very honored.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No,
thank you
absolutely.
So much
it's been great.
Thanks. That's and, awesome. And yeah. Remember, Prague will find a way.
If you wanted to.